Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Oh, it's Hot Topics time.
Hot Topics. The topics, they are hot.
Does that include poll time?
Poll time, yeah, coming up in about 15 minutes or so.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah.
Hold your horses.
You're hitting yourself.
Hey, I like Hot Topics. I mean, I like poll time.
Yeah, both, in fact.
Oh, wow.
Any recent additions of road rage, fellas?
No, I'm pretty mellow on the road.
Are you
asking me if I've had it? No.
Yeah, yeah. Or directed toward you. Sometimes you get it directed toward you, and you're not even sure what you did.
I would say no, probably not.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Especially with that bigger truck, they really don't mess with you.
I feel like the bigger your vehicle, though, the less likely sometimes you are to get involved in that because you're not trying to drive super fast because you have a big truck.
Right, 100%. Yeah. I find I drive very mellow in that big vehicle.
Mm. Bruce, you have a small car and a truck.
I have what's called a little Geo Tracker.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
And then do you have a full-size pickup that you...
Yes, I do. Yes.
Do you tend to drive faster in the smaller vehicle?
Oh, no.
Oh, I do.
See, I feel
my
that.
Little rig.
I find that, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, zipping in and out.
Yes.
I barely get the speed limit in that thing.
Oh, that's true. I mean, you have to pedal faster.
I do. Yes.
It has an automatic governor on it.
Yes.
It's called a motor.
A motor. Big 1.6.
You've reached 55 miles an hour. We got to back you off a little.
Yeah. It's a bummer when you got to twist that rubber band tighter to get that thing to go.
Easy.
Steve, have you been involved in any road rage?
Almost yesterday.
Why? Oh, what happened?
There was someone biking. And they were about to, there was that, you know, there's a crosswalk. And
okay.
I saw that they were about to cross. And so
are they riding their bike or walking their bike across the crosswalk?
Makes a difference.
I think they were walking it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know if this matters, but so I slowed down and I stopped because they were about to cross.
Sure, that seems to be the right thing to do, yeah.
And this person behind me laid on their horn.
Well, I mean...
And started, like, hand motions and all these things.
And the person is now walking in front of your car as they're having a fit?
Yeah.
Like, how dare you give them the reason to cross the crosswalk?
Yeah.
Is that what the...
Pretty, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
Or maybe because it seems sudden to them because they were just behind me.
I mean, sometimes it is sudden. Sometimes they just step out in the street.
Yeah. And they maybe didn't see the bicyclist wanting to cross.
That's what I feel like probably happened, yeah.
Probably, but I don't know if she was really mad.
They felt it was more like a brake check at that point.
Yeah.
I guess, but I mean, like, you know how you can tell when people are animated?
Oh, I could tell.
Yeah, you look in the rearview mirror and you see hands.
She was really animated.
It was a woman, or did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, she was angry.
Oh, boy.
You're backed up.
Very bad.
I could just see Steve putting it in reverse. Bam! There, take that.
I mean, she laid on the horn.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then, so that kind of scared me first off.
Right.
And then I looked back to see what was going on, and then I see just arms flailing and, you know.
Did you make any gestures back?
Expletives flying.
Like, did you give her hands up? Like, hey, sorry.
I was going to do something, but then I was just kind of in shock, and I was like, well.
I can't see him doing that. I feel like he's more like a chihuahua in that situation.
He's just ride it out. Oh. Yeah.
I mean, it's fine, and no one got hurt.
You ever yell at a chihuahua? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they shake.
Oh.
I'm not going to shake.
Okay.
Shake it.
Yeah. I guess I could have, I don't know.
Now, I think at that point, just doing nothing and let the biker cross because eventually she's probably going to see that there's somebody crossing in front of you.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You just wait out the fact that, you know, and hopefully they feel bad that they honked their horn and had a fit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the good thing was, you know, she tried to speed up and catch me, but I made a turn before she could.
Yeah. That a boy. Evasive maneuvering. Well played, Steve. So. Steve just circling the block as fast as he can. I'm not taking her to my house.
That's right. I do have a fear, though, like, if I were to do something like road rage. That someone would just go after me. And,
well, I mean,
follow me somewhere.
That's why you don't do that.
Yeah,
that's why you don't do that.
I don't see Steve ever doing
that. Can you imagine Steve mad? Just rolls his window down and shakes his finger at you. You be careful.
You person. you bad person. You.
I was tempted to do something.
What was it in your mind that you were tempted to do?
Oh, lots of things.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
I bet.
I muttered them under my breath.
Yeah, I bet.
Hot Topics.
Steve's muttering under his breath. You should be nicer than that.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Why are you a meanie?
Oh.
Bruce, do you have any weird food combos? Do you do any, like, unusual food combos? Somebody earlier this week said they put over-easy eggs on their spaghetti.
I don't think so.
Hard to compete with that one, maybe.
That is really hard to compete with. Yeah.
Nothing really?
No.
Pretty generic as far as food goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would you put, do you potato chips?
I like tater chips.
What about mustard?
Use a little mustard.
Okay. Would you ever consider dipping potato chips into mustard, like a dip?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
it's pretty good.
It actually is good. Yeah.
It's not bad.
If you could have seen his face, everybody, it was one of those, that's stupid, don't ask me dumb questions.
Yeah. Well, the long pause.
Yeah, that was it, yeah. Monty, any unusual food combos?
I don't know if this is necessarily unusual. I think it's probably common, more common than you'd think, but tuna fish and, like...
Potato chips?
And potato chips and dill pickle. So all together, like...
Okay, I got you. All
like
three?
A layer of dill pickle that's as thick as the tuna fish.
Yeah.
And then potato chips and stuff.
So do you take like a full pickle and cut it the long way then to make the... What do they call those? Pickle spears chips. Or whatever? Oh, chips. Okay, chips. Yeah. Yeah, it's easier.
So I don't think that's necessarily a weird one. But I like sour things. I like pickles. I like, you know...
Yeah.
The only caveat to that is sour cream or sour... Kraut is out.
That
is nasty.
Sauerkraut
is out. Sauerkraut is out.
It's nasty.
My wife would put tater chips on all kinds of sandwiches. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, like I don't think Lay's, mine, is, I don't like think mine
the,
is that weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just the regular Lay's potato chips or something. Yeah. I could see that. I think a lot of people do that. They'll either crumble them up or eat them whole, one or the other. They just lay them on the sandwich. I've never done that on a sandwich, but I don't eat like the tuna fish and stuff like that. Mm. I can't imagine it maybe like on a, does she do it like on a turkey sandwich or something, Bruce, or no?
No, I don't think so.
More tuna fish. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the one everybody does.
Right.
Which I can't figure out. The first guy that tried that. You know what I mean? I always think about that. I was like, well...
It adds the crunch, and I think it's more of the salt.
Probably all of the above, I would imagine, but I don't necessarily need a crunch in my sandwich.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
I'd do the same with Cheetos.
You put them...
I would do the same with that on...
you would put them on a sandwich? Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
The hard ones, I'm imagining.
Yeah, not the... No,
you're not a puffy one. You're not a puff. Cheetos puff on a sandwich.
No.
That seems weird. Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, all right, guys. We'll do a little hop. Well, you know what, Monty? We'll do poll time next.
Really? It's poll time.
Just for you.
Poll time. Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXY building, where it is. A Friday.
Friday.
Kevin James.
I got you all.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
In 15 minutes, we're going to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Let's see.
What's that, Monty?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was ready. I just didn't quite have your mic on yet.
But now we have poll time.
Poll time.
Wow. I mean, you're not wrong.
What was the jackpot thing? I'm sorry.
No. What was the jackpot thing? He's so excited he couldn't see past it.
Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't hear past it.
More than $799.
Oh, there we go. So, okay. Yeah. I didn't need to have you finish that.
It's okay.
Sorry. Anyway, but now it's poll time.
There you go. Yeah, okay. Your excitement. No big deal.
Yes, it's okay.
Well, let's kick it off from Monday. Do you enjoy playing drums on your naked belly? Bruce?
Me first?
Yeah, you first.
That'd be a no for me.
That's a no.
That's a no.
Have you ever done that?
No.
No. Monty.
I'm guessing this one's originated with Kevin.
That weird, yeah.
It's weird, yeah, that I would think that. But
he does it quite a bit, apparently.
I would never even consider that an option.
Yeah. I know some of the kids will do it a lot of times, you know, like young kids might do it. But,
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah. It's actually 50-50. Crazy.
Wow. Okay.
That's not bad.
He will be very excited by that.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, sure.
He validated
it. Yeah, so. Yes. I think he only needs, what do you say, 18%, Steve?
I believe that's the magic number,
If it's over 18%, he doesn't feel like he's super weird.
Oh, okay.
Which, okay. I don't know if that's really the goal or not, but...
What about just weird?
Just weird, not super weird. Yeah. Just weird would be, you know, probably 15 to 18%. Super weird... Under 10%, under maybe? 10. Yeah, I feel like that's
fair.
Good designation. Do you hold hands with your significant other when you're driving?
Not since high school.
Not yet. If you were to hold hands with your wife, Bruce, would you interlock your fingers? Would you cup your palms? Or would you
Now I got to squeeze your hand.
So you more like a handshake style than the interlocking of the fingers or the or the what was it again? Pinky
interlock?
Oh,
I don't remember now.
It was a rhyme. It was an alliteration. Really?
Pinkies up, pinkies. I don't know.
Pinkies up is not much of an alliteration.
No, it's not.
Pinky linky was. Pinky link.
Oh, pinky link.
Oh, okay. Pinky link.
I can't do that. I got arthritis in my little knuckle. It hurts when I touch it.
Okay.
No pinky
link. That's valid.
No, yeah. No pinky link for Bruce. Monty, do you hold hands while driving?
No, I would say we might once in a while, but it's... The vehicles we have don't allow that.
Because it has a high middle, and then you can't really, your angle's weird.
Well, and if it's in the truck, she's already in a different state.
She's way over there on the other side.
Hey, would you like to hold hands?
When you got a high middle, you can't do the pinky linky.
Yeah, you can't. Everybody knows that.
Is that what you're saying?
Pinky linky sounds like a Teletubby.
We do very often walking from the car to the store, though.
Other times.
That's most of the time.
Then. Yeah, it feels like that's more natural because your hands are near the same height.
Right.
No was the winner of that one, 56 to 44. Very close. Very close.
Wow.
Yeah. Pinky link away.
Whole time.
Unless, of course, you have arthritis, then don't do it.
I don't think we ever pinky link.
You should try it. It's not terrible.
Okay.
It's kind of like, it's like sort of, and it's, but it's different.
Not a full commitment handheld.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
It's like a partial commitment to a handle.
100%, okay. Yeah. What is the last thing you were looking for that you actually had with you? And this was prompted by Warren when he had his glasses on his head, and somebody said, "Where are my glasses?" So what was the last thing that you were looking for that you had with you? Phone, keys, glasses, or other?
Probably keys.
Most likely keys.
Yeah.
What do you think, Monty?
My keys are incredibly annoying.
Because they're large and on a lanyard. Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah,
that's never an issue. I'd say probably either the phone or wallet.
Ooh, yeah. I should have put wallet on there.
I'm a front pocket wallet guy.
Yep.
If there's something else in that pocket that's the same size, then I'll be looking for it.
I understand that one. Yeah, that is a good one. Keys was the winner by 41-23 for glasses and phone. The funny one is if you've ever had your phone in your hand and you're walking to go get it. Have you ever done that one?
Have you seen the videos where the boyfriend will text someone that you forgot your phone?
Oh, yeah, because she forgot her phone in the house.
And then she walks in, like, "Where's my phone?"
Well, I just texted you.
You just got the text on your phone.
Didn't you see my text? No, because I forgot my phone.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so natural, though. And do you text ever when, Bruce, this might not be you, but do you ever text when you're in the same room? Text someone that you're in the same room with?
No.
You have to do this, Monty.
Only to send a picture or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, typically, no.
Yeah, it's not a conversation, but you might see something on the internet, screenshot it, and go, "That's hilarious," and send it to your wife or whatever.
Then text them, "Hey, you want to see a picture?"
And then ask if you got the text. Did you get my text?
Yeah. Get my text?
Yes, I'm right here. I got it. You heard it ding.
Unless there's a covert need for such activity.
Do you have your sound on your phone?
Most of the time. 90% of the time.
Even at night.
Unless I come in here, and sometimes I forget that. Then the problem will be it'll stay on for a full day, and I forget that it's on.
Or off, or on mute.
On mute.
That's the other part. If you're used to having it on, and you put it on mute, I mean, then you're like, "Well, I'm not getting any calls."
Well, because I commonly will go, "Hey, honey, call my phone.
Just see where it is.
Find out where it's at." Because when I'm at home, I don't have my phone typically on me unless there's a need.
Yeah.
Or I'll set it down in the shop somewhere.
That's a bummer, if you don't have a specific spot and you don't have your ringer on.
I do have specific spots, but then you go look in those and it's not there, then there's a problem.
That's the worst because that's where it's supposed to be. And finally here, how many T-shirts do you own?
Oh, my.
Under 50, 50 to 100, or over 100? Bruce, how many T-shirts you got?
It'd be under 50.
Under 50.
Yeah.
What do you say, Monty?
I think.
I'm going to guess it's over 200.
Okay, yeah.
Not an option.
Not an option.
I know, but I'm giving that over 100. Yeah. But that's the one thing I do for myself is a hat and a T-shirt if I'm going to go visit somewhere. So I buy a T-shirt just about everywhere I go.
Yeah. Bruce, how do you do the T-shirts? Just like folded and laid on a shelf? or hung in a closet? What are your what's your method?
I have I keep my kind of work shirts.
The ones that you don't care if they get messy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I fold them.
You still fold them, yeah. And then put them in a drawer. Okay.
But in my closet, my wife has hung my collared shirts.
Sure, that makes sense. Yes. Yeah. Like if it's a golf shirt, like a polo or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I have over 30 just in and out shirts. T-shirts.
In and out burger shirts?
Yes, because they have so many to choose from.
Okay, yeah.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Do you fold yours?
No, they're all hung. By the chimney.
We should ask these fellas what they think of the Steve Hawk method.
I was going to bring that up because Steve folds his, like if you were to take it off and fold like, you know, the arms back and then fold it in half, right? Yeah. So like the this part right
here
is up.
That's how I do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Then he folds it again. So now it's only about yay big, about the size of a 2x6.
Okay, fair enough.
That's about a foot long. Yeah. Okay. Wow. And then how about that for a description?
You're very
for
well
guys?
Done.
Yeah. Did you like that one?
The visual was easy to capitulate.
And then he takes them and he stacks them the long way, vertically. So now they're like laying on an end and, then they're just stacked together like a loaf of bread.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But you
he said they don't get wrinkled because there's not a lot of weight and the ones on the bottom don't get smushed.
And he's a t-shirt guy. So
yeah. And so he just folds them out like that, accordion style.
Does he have them color-coded?
He does not, but he does go left to right.
Left being.
So in other words, you wear it, and he puts it at the end.
I get it.
Keeps going until he gets back to it again.
Okay, that's an interesting concept.
Oh, so they fall over as he...
No, they don't. He just they kind of stay in the accordion style.
They do?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, geez.
I know. What do you think of that, Bruce?
That took some effort to figure out that.
I kind of want to try it. It would be a lot of work, but I do have a lot of t-shirts, so
yeah,
I'm kind of
willing.
Yeah,
but I like to pick mine based on what my mood is and
what
I want to have on my shirt. Because they're all print shirts, t-shirts.
Yeah, you don't have ones
that
are just regular, yeah.
I got a couple, but those are usually the work ones.
Your fancy shirts?
No, they're the work ones.
Do you have fancy shirts?
Fancy t-shirts?
That you keep separate? Like, oh, that's kind of a nice t-shirt?
Those are collared ones and those...
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Oh, yes, that you mean?
Yeah,
like the pure white...
Oh, undershirts, yeah.
No, the pure white In-N-Out Burger shirts have a whole different section.
Okay.
Because those...
I like your theory. Yeah.
I have to know going in that I am not going to touch anything dirty.
Yeah, right. No, I understand. You know what I mean? Yeah. This shirt is not going to get messed up. I get it.
Are you like a big fan of In-N-Out?
I am. It's they have some pretty iconic t-shirts.
Okay. All right.
Bruce, do you have a theory with your shirts or you just whatever?
I have no theory. I wish my wife was listening to this.
Give her some ideas.
No.
She wouldn't yell at you that way.
I'm so nutty.
My wife has completely embraced the concept.
Like, she's like, see? You tell her, look, I'm not crazy. You should hear what Monty does.
That's right. Yeah.
You're welcome.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
No names for any pieces of equipment, Bruce, at all?
Well, I have a little automobile.
Okay.
It's a little Geo Tracker.
Okay.
Peanut.
You call it
Peanut?
It's Kevin James.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, it's time to play. Let's do it. Get a contestant right now at 509-441-0999. We'll take call number 7. Your chance to win Jay and Kevin's big jackpot. All you got to do is guess the amount in the jackpot correctly, and you will win that amount. And I'll even give you a little bit of a clue as to what it's over. Monty's guessing. Bruce is going to write down his guess.
Oh, I already wrote it.
Oh, you wrote it?
Can you read that corner? It's a long ways away for me.
Especially on that Dolly Parton napkin. I don't know.
Here, let me, what is it?
Let me write it on your white piece of paper, Monty. The Dolly Parton napkin has like raised.
It's a little high.
Okay, all right. We'll see how we do there. Yeah, well, we'll see. We never know, guys.
We never know. I got them both right here for you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, Tammy.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Very good. The boys have guessed just for fun. They don't get to win even if they're right.
Yeah.
But if you're right, you could win.
Okay.
Are you ready for your guess?
Yeah, but I got what's my hint?
Oh. Well,
yeah, she needs the current value, Jay. Yeah.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right, it's more than $799. More than $799, Tammy. What do you think the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot value is this time?
$811.
Let's find out.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot is...
If it's 8-11, it's going to end up in Tammy's pocket.
$819.
Oh, Monty, that's what you wrote down.
That's what I wrote down.
Kidding me?
Monty wrote down 819. Monty, you don't win anything.
Monty doesn't win.
Well, the good news, Tammy, sorry about that, but the good news is it does grow and the jackpot will be bigger when we play at 3:30 this afternoon, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Wow, Monty.
Wow. All right. I feel privileged to not have won anything.
You better go to the casino.
Yeah.
It's growing with every wrong answer.
No kidding. Keep listening for your next chance to win. 3:30 this afternoon. Jim Diamond will have your chance. Monty, that was weird. That was a great guess. Congratulations. You've won nothing.
No, I won a donut.
Almost.
Can I get a donut out of the deal?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Maybe one of those banana brownies.
One of those banana brownies or something? Man, that's almost worse that you got it right.
I know.
It is.
Bruce got a little excited. Went like, what'd you say, 891 or something?
Yeah, his was
41.
Oh, that's a four. Oh, I put a nine.
Oh, that's why I thought it was so okay.
Well, his four is, I'm going to go back to this. It looks like a nine.
Let me see. Oh, do you do the triangle thing,
yeah,
Bruce?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, that looks like a niner to me.
Oh, he wrote on one of the Dolly Parton napkins.
I know. I mean, things are valuable. Gosh, darn it, Bruce.
All right.
It's the only napkin we actually have on the wall over there. We actually put it up on the wall.
Oh, right, yeah. It's a sacrilege.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. All right. Well, Jim will have a chance for you at 3:30 this afternoon. We'll just keep playing until somebody wins it. So the jackpot now well over $800. Kevin's clip of the day. No, Kevin, just a clip today. By the way, real quickly, Monty, Heidi said off the text line that, tuna, dill pickle, and Cheetos is the best.
It's pretty amazing.
So congrats on that. You're not alone.
You are not alone.
You got a friend in Heidi. You got a friend in Heidi. Ooh. All right.
The musical stylings of Jay Dennis.
Something, yeah.
As we're waiting for the utter silence from that room.
Thank you.
Go for it. Steve.
All right.
Over to you, Steve-O.
So thank you for that introduction.
Yeah, man.
Flying can be an interesting thing, right?
Sure.
And I'm sure that...
Talking on a plane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never
flown, huh?
Not without a plane.
Not in the freight seat. Not in the front seat.
So, I don't know if this is a former or current flight attendant, but she was talking about her experience one time while flying. So this is kind of the whole story behind an interesting experience that she had.
What's the craziest thing somebody ever hit the call button for you?
We were taking off out of LA. Call button goes off right after we leave.
You can't even get up to go get it, right?
Exactly. But when it happens that soon also, I kind of think it's an emergency. Woman's sitting at the window and she's looking out the window. And I said, can I help you, ma'am? And she's pointing out the window at Catalina. And she goes, is that Hawaii? Hit the call button. Got me out of my seat at a time that was not safe or prudent for me to ask me if the island, the landmass outside the window.
In California.
In California.
Yes.
Was Hawaii. It was just like, I don't think so. I think that might be Catalina, although I'm not sure. Anytime I do something like that, I remember the time that I was shopping in a store and there were plants there, there were succulents, and I was curious as to the maintenance and care on them.
Yes.
And so I got someone who worked at the store and I said, how hardy are these plants or is it going to die? And the woman looks at me and she goes, it should be okay. Because it's plastic. And so every time I want to give someone, a hard time for a Catalina question, I just remember the time you asked a woman if a fake plant was hard to maintain?
It's fair, yeah.
A Catalina question.
We all have our plastic plant moment.
Yes, we do.
It should be okay. It's not real.
Don't set it in the sun.
Yeah, right. That should have been the answer. It could melt. Yeah.
Do you have to feed a stuffed animal?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
All good questions.
Oh man, I think if somebody asks you if that's Hawaii, you go, I think so.
It could be.
Yeah, probably is.
I think it is. It's a long ways away.
Great question. Great question. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the clip of the day. That was a nice one. Try to think of your plastic plant moment, Steve. I'm sure you probably have a couple.
I'm sure I have a bunch. I can't think
of any. Probably from today.
Okay.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I took some newspaper to the recycle place the other day.
Oh, nice.
Kevin James.
And, they've got different
places. Was this in your time traveling machine? Because you went back 20 years?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
That was probably mean, Bruce.
It was.
Well, a little bit.
It wasn't probably mean.
How many newspapers did you read today, though?
Two.
Yeah. See?
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you like that it was Thursday and Friday?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I kept the bonus paper mm-hmm. for you today. Yeah. We're like, oh, we'll give him an extra day.
Mm-hmm. Bonus paper.
Bonus paper.
I got the bonus paper.
Yeah. What do you do with you get a newspaper at home, I'm sorry, every day?
Well,
or you just go
I did it donated to me, my buddy that I ride to coffee with.
Okay.
He gets the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
So does he save them up for every week and give you five days worth at a time?
No, we ride about 4 days a week.
To go get coffee at different places. So you take he brings it when he's done and you get it.
You have mm-hmm. four coffee groups?
No. Three coffee groups is all.
You made it sound like four was ridiculous, but then you said you had three. You have four coffee groups. No. We have two. We have three, I guess.
Three? What? Wow.
That's great.
My coffee group is me in front of the computer.
Anyway, he buys the paper. I read him and I take him to the recycle. So I think that's fair enough, isn't it?
Oh, I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
The cost of that stupid thing.
You don't have the paper. Don't have a recycling at your house. They don't pick up recycling.
No, I gotcha.
Country.
Yeah. I didn't quite know how that works. No.
It doesn't.
Just trash?
Just trash.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you don't have the three bins like some of the houses do in the city? No. You have property, not three bins.
That's right.
Yeah, I understand it. Don't forget, we have the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot coming up at 3:30 this afternoon.
Final thoughts.
All right, fellas, let's do it.
Okay.
So,
Bruce, you kick us off, my friend.
Okay, I'm going to do half of Warren's words for our final thought.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Since he's not here to fend for himself.
Yes, sir.
Okay, he started with Bruce. All mighty.
As separate entries.
Yeah.
I love that, yeah.
He got to read his own name.
Yeah, that was crazy, yeah.
Clean, green, Monty, leaves, and beanie.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to read the rest of them. 768. There's a phone number here, and guess what it is?
This is 41099.
It's 509-441-0999.
This guy.
Okay. Then another number, 801. Another number, 799. New York, 65% and 61%.
Okay. He's just he's random. He's random, if nothing else. Yeah.
So I want to also, I teased it at the very beginning of the show.
I'm
going to elaborate on it now.
I forgot what the tease was.
It was about the lanterns that I built.
Oh, yeah.
Those lanterns. Showed you.
Yeah, those are very nice.
So I built out of steel and wood, I built 4 foot tall, 18 by 18 lanterns.
Yes.
So I built them out of, like I said, steel and wood.
Yep.
And they hang on our. We have I call it the Mega Arbor. It's a 60-foot long arbor out in the front of our property.
Okay.
So they're hanging out there, and they've got light bulbs in them that look like a flickering flame.
Yeah, those are cool looking. Cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Neat.
Those are real cool.
And so it was a fun project to try to think through and build, and I really enjoyed that process.
Yeah, you should sell those.
Well,
yeah.
And I made two footers in addition to the 4 footers, so I got it. 2 2-footers and 2 4-footers.
Ooh. You should have got 2 2-footers and 4 4-footers.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what my wife said too. Next time I'm going to make more.
When she's right, she's right.
Yep.
Bruce, did you have anything else you wanted to add to your final thought? You did a little bit of Warren's.
No, just dress warm because it's been mighty chilly in the morning.
Are you hunting?
Well, this starts again tomorrow, late buck season.
Yeah.
Yes. But what are you doing tomorrow?
I actually am going on a bus tour ride, I guess you'd call it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
To several different BFWs in our area.
That's awesome.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Take pictures so we can see them if you don't mind. Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks for reminding.
How many do you think you're going to have?
40 people signed up to ride the bus.
That is really cool. How did that idea ever come about? That's a great idea.
Our manager last year said we should go visit some of these other BFWs.
That's really smart.
What they do.
I've never heard of that before. You guys did it last year. So. Do you know anybody else that does it?
No.
Yeah, that's really smart. And then you do different things at each BFW, whether it's eating or playing a game or whatever.
Right. Yep.
Genius.
You think they'll have pancakes?
No pancakes.
It'll be a lunch. It's a lunch tour.
Yeah, it'll be a lunch tour.
And bingo at one place, I heard.
Yeah, we played bingo last year.
You can play
Can you win prizes when you guys do that, or is it just for fun?
That was just for fun. Oh, we did the poker run. We get a card at each thing, and the bus driver won the pool.
Well, he should.
Yeah, I feel like that.
It was a lady. Nice lady.
That's probably fair. Yeah.
Thoughts. I didn't mean to be sexist.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, come on, Monty.
I know. It's awful.
Steve-O, what do you got?
Well, happy early birthday to you, Jay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, geez, that time of year.
Oh, I know.
When is it again?
Sunday.
Oh, well, happy early birthday.
Yeah.
And I will be celebrating by traveling the area a little bit over the weekend.
Oh. You need a map? I have a road map.
Probably.
Wait, are you this weekend going to Old Town?
Yeah.
Okay.
Old Town, Idaho.
Old Town, Idaho?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Thank you, Bruce. That's what I said when they said, hey, we got a remote broadcast in Old Town. I paused and went, Old Town, Idaho? Like, that's a minute.
Ooh. Yeah. So I will be getting a ride up to Old Town, Idaho.
I won't be driving your 353 miles a month.
Yeah. Talk about a lot of miles.
Yeah, that's throwing ridiculous. The average off. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that'll be fun. Doing a little Spokane Valley tomorrow and then Old Town, Idaho on Sunday.
Oh, geez. Yeah, wow. You're getting there going. Yeah. Yeah.
It's no VFW tour, but it's,
it's a close second.
Yeah. Maybe third.
I'm sure you'll be very jealous of his tour, Bruce.
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Are you guys off on Monday?
No, sir. We'll be here. Yes, sir.
Oh.
God bless you for serving, by the way.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations. Yep. I mean, not congratulations. Thank you.
Well, congratulations and thank you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Can you see that picture? See that?
Yeah, kind of.
It's the counter in my house. That,
oh, those are chips and stuff.
No.
Snacks?
Napkins.
Oh, ridiculous. from here, they look like bags of snacks.
Yeah, those are all napkins from different holidays.
What? Is there an Easter one?
Of course there is.
Is there a St. Patty's Day one?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Is there a Veterans Day
4th of July.
Groundhog Day?
You know what, Bruce? My wife is a terrible person. I don't see a groundhog.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
4th of July, that's a given.
Absolutely.
That's a
there's some Go Huskers. There's, you know, you see the pumpkins there. You can see that's for Halloween. Tons of Thanksgiving ones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, Christmas napkins.
My question to you, Jay, is why are they all on the counter?
Well, because she goes, I need to clean out this cabinet. So I have never looked in that cabinet. I didn't even know it existed.
100% with
and
you
I
there.
Go, which one? She goes, the one with all the napkins. And I looked at her like I knew what I was talking about. I'm like, oh, yeah, the napkin cabinet. Yeah. We probably do need to clean that out. So I went upstairs. I said, all right, well, we're going to watch Shrinking. I'll get it ready to go. So when you come up ready to go, she goes, hey, come downstairs for a second. I come downstairs. I go, what in the
blank
napkin are you doing?
What in the napkin purgatory is happening?
There
here?
Are so many napkins there. We could use paper napkins for every meal and never get through them for the rest of our life. Each one of those packages, some of them have like 36 napkins. I mean, there's two of us. You do the math. That's a lot of meals when you only eat dinner together.
Yeah, one of those is a half a month.
It's ridiculous. I'll post the picture. And it's a little excessive.
That's funny.
Yeah. So if anybody needs napkins for Thanksgiving.
I'm out. No, thank you.
What are we giving away? We're giving away St. Patrick's Day napkins.
I mean, why do you think we come in here and there's like Halloween plates and Halloween napkins over there?
It's a good call, Jay.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of them. So let me know if you need any, guys. I've got you covered. All right, hang on for one more second. Do we have something on the way out? We got to qualify folks for the drawing, right? For the Seahawks drawing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we'll do that in just a second. Hold on.
The Big 99.9 Coyote.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's a show. Got to go. On the way out, we're qualifying you for the Seahawks tickets. That is going to be the game against the Cardinals coming up on November the 24th. If you'd like to qualify, 509-441-0999. Guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
It was fun.
Yeah, always good to see you guys. See you next week then, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Let's see. So next week, we're here. Following week, and then, I guess we got two or three more weeks before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got plenty of time, guys. We got tons of time.
Right.
Plenty of time for trouble.
Yeah, right, exactly. I like how Steve walks in and says, hey, we got sweatshirts for you guys if you can behave for the show, the rest of the show. And that was at 9:58.
Well, just in case.
I know, risky to ask for it at that point. All right, everybody, have a great weekend.